So I thought what we could do now is, since Rinpoche did talk about a meditation that we, well, of course, you know, everything that Rinpoche talks about is for meditation on, for meditating on. But you remember he mentioned what you can do as you're going through this verse is make a conclusion or decision. You know, so all phenomena are, or all, what was it, causative phenomena are like a star. Therefore, I should not be. You know, there's no point in being attached or angry towards this and that. So in other words, using the understanding that you get from reflecting on each of these nine analogies or examples as a, you know, a bomb that blasts through the attachment and anger. Or you can simply make that decision at the end to cover all of them. So, just to briefly review what the what Rinpoche said about the nine. So everything is like a Okay, so I might not have got completely what Rinpoche said in terms with these nine, in terms of which one is an analogy for emptiness and what's an analogy for. For impermanence, they do, as I said, they do all work for both. So it wouldn't be a mistake to use any of the nine for either of those two, emptiness or impermanence. It wouldn't be a mistake. So the analogy of the star is very nice one, really, because you know when it's dark you see stars, but during the daytime you don't see stars. So during the dark, you see stars is an analogy for things appearing appearing inherently existent to the obscured mind. So when, you know, due to the force of ignorance, which is like the darkness, so things appearing inherently existent. But when you have the daylight, then the light of the sun sort of overpowers the light of the stars, so you just can't see it. The light's too weak. So just like that, when you have the direct realization of emptiness, then there's no appearance of inherent existence. There's no appearance of actually anything apart from emptiness. So it's quite a nice analogy for that. The sort of interplay between an analogy to understand how ignorance works and how wisdom works. And also, I mean, you know, like a star flickers, so also things are constantly changing. So it it also shows impermanence. But mainly, you know, with the star, you think about how things are appearing inherently existent due to ignorance, like the stars being apparent. Only because it's only because of the darkness, and then the no appearance of inherent existence or anything else apart from emptiness to the direct realization of that. So, like a star. So maybe we can do a short meditation with each of them as we're going through it. That might be quite nice. So think how all phenomena are like stars. So reflect a bit on how they are completely empty of inherent existence, like stars, and then use that understanding to smash through attachment and anger. So you might think, therefore, what's the point of being attached or being angry? Like Rinpoche said, when you're in that space of thinking that the I is merely imputed, you know, sort of, is you can't get angry, attachment can't arise, so like that. We'll meditate for about 3 or 4 minutes. Second example, light defective view. So that there are certain illnesses where you have an appearance like you look in a nice clean bowl and it looks like there's hair on it, and so you might be convinced that there's actually hair there, but it's not. So everything which exists is completely empty of inherent existence, but appears to be inherently existent, not merely labelled, due to the imprints of ignorance, which is just like this illness of the eyes, sickness of the eyes, which makes this appearance of hairs in things. So it's the appearance, you feel, well, they must be inherently existent because they appear so solidly that they are inherently existent and not merely labeled by the mind. But they really, this is an appearance which is simply the product of a mistake in the mind. It's a product of the imprints of ignorance, so there's no reason. What's the point in being attached to things which I, you know, based upon the grasping at them as being inherently existent, or angry towards, anyone or anything? What's the point? also all causative phenomena are like a butter lamp. So though we have a habit of seeing, thinking of everything that's impermanent as being permanent, it's a strong habit we have, thinking that they endure. In the case of a butter lamp, it's quite easy to see that the flame is going to finish as the wick and the butter get used up. So it's completely, you know, unstable. And also the flame might appear to be inherently existent, which means completely independent of anything, including independent of any kind of cause and conditions. But you can see, actually, very clearly, the flame depends upon the wick and the butter. So just like that, all phenomena empty of inherent existence, empty of any kind of independent existence, because of existing through depending upon other factors, just like a butter lamp, And therefore, what's the point in feeling attachment towards some things and anger towards others, holding them to be inherently existent, independent of anything else, independent of labeling, independent of cause and conditions, when in fact they're completely empty of any kind of inherent existence? everything which exists is completely empty of inherent existence, of existing without being merely labeled from the side of the mind, just like an illusion. So illusions are created by depending upon various conditions like pebbles, sticks, spell pronounced by the magician. Then you have the appearance of something which seems so real, but it's totally unreal. So all phenomena are empty of inherent existence, just like that. So then what's the point of being attached or angry? Remember also, like Rinpoche was saying last night, now, while you're thinking about how things are merely labeled and in completely empty of inherent existence, then you can't get angry or attached. all causative phenomena are impermanent, like like a dewdrop or like a water bubble. These two both seem to be very helpful for understanding impermanence particularly. So when you look at the dewdrop, one has a sense of it being something enduring. Likewise, the water bubble, but in actual fact, the dewdrop can fall at any moment. It's not enduring, it's impermanent, it's going to change. Likewise, the water bubble, as Rinpoche was saying, looks so beautiful. You look at a water bubble, it looks so beautiful, but it can pop at any moment. So all causative phenomena are like that, completely impermanent, not enduring at all. So what's the point in being attached to some and angry to others? Phenomena also totally empty of any kind of existence from their own side. Existence without being really labeled, just like dreams. So during the dream, everything seems so real. Then when you wake up, you realize that it was just a dream. So those dream appearances were mere creations of the mind. Dream mind. And then when you wake up, you realize that it didn't really happen the way you dreamt. So just like that, all phenomena there, just like dreams, appear to have that kind of inherent existence, but are totally empty of that. So what's the point in being attached to some and angry towards others? Causative phenomena are ephemeral, changing constantly, not at all static in the way that we feel they are, just like lightning. So when there's a flash of lightning, for that moment, everything is so vivid. And yet it's gone in a moment. So just like that, all this whole world seems so enduring, but very soon it'll be all over. Like that with our lives, it's going to be over so soon. So what's the point in feeling attached to some things and feel hatred towards others, as if there was some kind of enduring eye to get angry and enemy to get angry at, and likewise with attachment. So if you're going to be talking, it would be good to talk about these things. And if you're not going to be talking, it would be good to think about them. Before dedicating, I just wanted to mention the dedication that we had. No, not the dedication. The motivation we had for the precepts this morning. This is part of Module 2, right? Module 2. And for all of the materials that are available at present, the people to go and see are Mary and Kendall, and especially Kendall. Thank you. Yeah.